Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who takes it's kind of my job. No, we're talking about people that just cover the NFL basically in general, getting to new takes that we have not yet heard or refreshing takes that we have not yet heard on the Browns. So we're definitely going to get into those today. But it's Jake Falnick with you guys here from 7 to 11. On the board, you heard him on the updates with us all night. Michael Markoch pulling double duty. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk to Jackson Flickinger coming up at 9:20. Cavs Summer League wraps up today. We'll talk about a little bit of Cavs Summer League action. We'll talk about LeBron watch and a few other things surrounding the Cavs. But I did want to start in the world of just MLB trade deadline talk right now, because obviously it's been the same conversation. Do you trade Clase? Do you trade Kwan? But that's really all it's been. It's been on the Guardian side that we've looked at and go, okay, do we trade Clase? Is it worth trading Clase? Is it worth trading Kwan? Can you re-sign Kwan? It feels like for the first time you have a legitimate just rumor swirling on what could be offered as to, hey, what would one team actually be willing to give up, or maybe potentially be willing to give up, and does it make sense? Now, shocker, shocker, this comes from Major Market. We head that out to ESPN LA, their midday show, Travis and DeMarco, commenting today on, would you go through and make this deal for Stephen Kwan? And here's what the Dodgers would also have to be giving up in that.
What if I told you there was a deal that had been whispered about with Emmanuel Clase and Stephen Kwan from the Cleveland Guardians?
Tell me more.
Here's what it may cost you going back the other way. Justin Robleski, Ben Kasperius, Josue DePaula, and one more prospect.
Oh, geez.
Four guys.
Wait a minute. There is no way the Guardians are taking that deal. Where'd you hear this?
I know things.
You have to put Rushing in that deal. You might even have to put Dustin May
in
that deal.
Can we interest them in Dustin May, who is a walkaway free agent this year?
So why would the Guardians do that?
Because they want to get younger.
But those guys are young.
Clase and Kwan not so much, but Kwan's on the younger side.
They're both under 30, yeah. Right?
Pitching, starting pitching in particular, you'd get two of them.
Yep.
In this situation, you'd get Robleski and Kasperius. Josue DePaula could be a big deal.
I find that hard to believe that Cleveland would do that deal, but I love who you're going after, and I would be willing to put Haesun Kim in that deal.
So, I mean, we're just throwing out prospect names with the Dodgers right now, or quite frankly, guys who are with the Dodgers and not very good. Like Ben Kasperius, not that good. He has not been a star this year by any means. I mean, he's got an ERA sitting right around 4.5. The exact same story for Justin Robleski. He has an ERA sitting right around 4.5. And this is what drives me nuts about the trade deadline in general. Because, by the way, if you need my opinion, if you haven't been able to figure it out by my tone so far, a big fat reject button. I'm giving Emmanuel Clase and Kwan for the haul that they offered. Dalton Rushing, interesting piece. I like Dalton Rushing a lot. A catcher that can hit the baseball. Thank you very much. But still not getting the deal done. Why on earth do the big markets think that the bias applies to them, where they can take all of these pieces off the scrap heap and throw them at what is quote-unquote bad teams, small market teams, however you want to frame it, and think they're like, oh, sure, we'll give up our best players for the things you don't want. Like, I mean, at least there was a pushback of, well, I think you'd probably have to give up rushing. I think you'd probably have to give up a couple of other big pieces. Because if we're throwing out names like Robleski, and we're throwing out names like, I mean, even Jose DePaula is a 20-year-old bat who is nowhere close to getting anywhere near the majors right now. I just don't see how in any world right now you're talking about a legitimately getting from one thing to another, other than the fact of this looks great for the Dodgers. And this is a big market bias all the time, is that they think that these small market teams or teams who are struggling are going to unload the pieces that just make it, well, we're already losing, so you know, we'll take a few chances. I'm not taking a few chances off of the idea that I could trade Stephen Kwan. Right? Like, why am I handing you, and by the way, one of the best closers in baseball, on top of it in this deal? Like, I don't even know that I'm making that deal for Stephen Kwan straight up. Not that they're not giving a fair price back, but I don't know really what I need out of that. That he offered and threw as a potential thing that would get the deal done. I don't need it. Like, I don't know why I'm going through and giving you a prime setup bat while you already have the power hitting behind Kwan, so that instantly makes an on-base guy to lead off your lineup that much more impactful. And I'm giving up the best closer in baseball, which is something the Dodgers could use right now, for a couple of starting pitchers, an outfield bat again that is 20 years old and currently at the high affiliate playing for the Great Lakes Loons in the Midwest League. We talked to Logan Podolsky yesterday, voice of the high affiliate of the Guardians, Lake County Captains. Yeah, they play the Loons, okay? They're in the exact same league. I covered the Captains for a year. I got to see plenty of the Great Lakes Loons. Actually been to the ballpark. Very nice ballpark. Very nice minor league ballpark. But yeah, it's not happening. Like, those guys are years away. Guys, I covered the Captains in 2021. You know who I covered? Dalton Rushing. Like, Dalton Rushing was on the Great Lakes Loons in 2021. No, in no way am I waiting the 3 years. Rushing got called up this year, by the way. So you're talking 3 to 4 years before you actually go get the guy. I don't need that. I don't need to have that long-awaited. It's honestly one of the, what we have in the middle infield right now would turn into, oh, well, you just have outfield bats on outfield bats. Yeah, you like Chase DeLauder? Well, how about the other three guys that I'm waiting on? Alphonsín Rosario, and I'm waiting then on Jose DePaula. And, I mean, you got CJ Kafis there. You have, I think there's one more outfield. Oh, Jason Chorio is the other one that I'm forgetting.
Rosario.
Yeah.
They just drafted Lavalette.
Yeah, like, how many different outfielders do I need? Guys, there's only three spots, and even if I DH one, I got four. Okay, I don't need that many. Another left-handed bat, by the way. How many left-handed outfield bats can I have? I mean, that's potentially Kafis, who's actually more of a first baseman, but they've been playing in the outfield. DeLauder. I don't know. I think Alphonsín Rosario is a switch hitter. And then, yeah, I mean, Lavalette. How many left-field bats do I need? But I don't need that. And it really boils down to, yeah, you think you just basically screw over these small market teams and get it done. You're like, oh, they'll just throw it in the scrap heap, and they'll be like, ah, at least we have a few chances at this. Can we go back in time? Can we think realistically, like in recent history, when have the Guardians moved on from a key piece at the deadline? Like a guy that is legitimately very good for you. That's not a one-year wonder like Aaron Civale, right? Like that doesn't count for me. Yeah, Civale was having a career year and you went, well, he's got way higher value than he ever probably will again. And they were more than right on that by trading him away. What is the next biggest deal that you've gotten to? You went and got Andrew Miller in 2016. Yeah, I mean, I don't even, like, what, it was...
Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, I was going to say, did they move off of Mike Clevinger at the deadline?
Yeah, yeah. That was the COVID year, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's not even that big of a move. Like, Clevinger was a fine pitcher. It's not like he was a... He's not Stephen Kwan or Emmanuel Clase.
I would say the answer is probably Trevor Bauer would be the last, like...
Even then, like, Trevor Bauer was good for you. He wasn't, like, an ace. He was a second, third guy in your rotation.
I mean, you won a Cy Young in Cincinnati.
Yeah, after you traded him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't what he was in Cincinnati when he was here. Like, I mean, he was good. I'm not trying to take that away. It was a sizable piece. But again, I don't think it's Class A or Kwan. Like, I think you have to go back far, far into time. I mean, I think Bartolo Colon was dealt at the deadline when they got rid of him. CeCe Sabathia was dealt at the deadline when he head over to Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. But like, yeah, we're talking 10, 15 years in the past, honestly, probably more, that we're talking about moving off of these guys. Even if they've had a big deal. The Guardians don't make these big deadline deals where they just move off massive pieces. Those are typically reserved for the offseason when they can actually say, okay, we're not going to have this guy back. right? We're going to basically play this out. And you know what? You can lump it into my frustrations at the Guardians and never going far one way or the other and actually buying or selling at a deadline, but they just don't make the moves. And if we're talking about this deal specifically, what the hell do I need starting pitching for? What do I need Robleski and Kasperius for? Like, I'm sitting right now with five solid starting pitchers in the major leagues, right? Like, I'm pretty satisfied with where I'm at. You also have Ben Lively, who's done for the year, but you'd hope at some point maybe comes back. I don't think you have a ton of faith in that, but he exists. You have Shane Bieber, who at some point is going to return. You have the John Means experiment, which it might just turn out to be a pitcher who left in his career has a 9 ERA, but he also could turn into Matthew Boyd for all I know. So you're banking on something there. Not to mention you have Joey Cantillo, like, who's currently filling in and is sort of a starter, right? Like, they're making him into a starter, and he's looked good since he's been here. Once again, I don't need starting pitching, right? I just drafted a boatload of guys last year to hopefully fill in that gap that they have right now. And you took a couple guys this year. You have Doug Nikhazy waiting in the wings. Like, you're shallow at AAA, but it's not like I need nine different names who could be starters within the next 2 years. Yeah, we ran into that problem. It turns into exactly what we're looking at right now, where you don't have a bat. And it's just like, oh, pitching factory's back, but we can't hit. No, I need bats in return. I need MLB-ready or close to MLB-ready bats in return if I'm giving up any of our top players. Nobody's going to give that. I don't think the Guardians are probably going to move on from Kwan. The starting pitching thing, I don't know if that's just a lack of paying attention to Guardians baseball, which, if you're watching the Dodgers, I probably don't blame you because you have a really good team to watch that probably plays 5 minutes down the road from you. No need to go across the country to watch a currently sub-500 baseball team. I don't really need to figure that one out, but I get it. But I don't need starting pitching. If the Guardians are going to make a move, like I say go get me a bat. I think you can target a lot of different areas, which is something I want to bring up to you guys. 216-474-0092. If the Guardians were to make a move at the deadline, whether that be a buy or a sell, what should they be targeting? What would be the one thing that you're dying to have on this team that you think actually makes it better if they were going to make a sideways move or an upgrade somewhere? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C. Jake, swinging to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Got a lot coming up for you guys tonight. The Station Buzz coming your way at 7:40. We're going to have plenty of Browns talk coming in the 8 o'clock hour. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Michael Markoch later on the 10 o'clock hour for another edition of Change Your Mind. And Jackson Flickinger, Fear the Sword, going to break down the end of Cavs Summer League, LeBron watch, and what we saw out of some of the young players early on this summer. Again, 9:20, he joins us, and we break it all down. But right now, 216-474-0092, if you were to make a move at the deadline, if you're the Guardians, what are you trying to upgrade? What is the one key spot? And honestly, an area that's overcrowded for the team. Your calls and more in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with you guys here until 11 on The Fan. It has to be your trade class, say you trade Kwan. It doesn't even have to be, oh, the Guardians are buyers. I think it can go in either direction. Like, you could obviously talk about, oh, if a team's a buyer, they can target something. I think you can also talk about if they're a seller, especially of those bigger names that I just mentioned, you can definitely target something too. Like in the clip that we played last segment, we talked about the idea that, hey, like Dalton Rushing's name was thrown in there. Okay, well, that's targeting a catcher while also moving out of a key outfield bat and a closing pitcher, which might.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Might be more of the problem with the entire deal itself. But like, that's something that you can go and do. You're going to have to move pieces to actually make it happen. I think catcher's a great place to start. But again, if it takes moving off of Kwan, it's just a non-starter. It's an absolute no-go for me. And I thought Todd Derry, who was on with Afternoon Drive, I actually ended up summing it up pretty well as to yes or no, would you take the deal laid out by the ESPN LA crew?
I think the Guardians are hanging up on that immediately. That is not enough. And I love Kasperius. And I, you know, the Dustin May thing, we think the Guardians are trading for a guy who's a free agent after next year. That just, you know, that doesn't happen. It's Dalton Rushing is in the deal, or else I don't even consider it. And that would be for Class A, and or anybody for that matter. But I think that's ridiculous. And this whole whispers about thing, agents and other teams who want these players to be dealt, they're the ones putting it out. The Guardians are notoriously tight-lipped. Any move they make, you never hear about this stuff ahead of time. I don't believe that for one second other than the Dodgers put that out there themselves, or the agent for Class A or Kwan who might want him out or something may have put that out there, but I don't see it. No way.
Yeah, that feels like something that the Dodgers are like, you're look at, be interested. Talk about the deadline moves for us, because certainly the Dodgers will be buying at some point during the deadline. I don't know how big of a buy they'll go, but they'll probably try to buy something. I mean, what do you need prospects for? You are an almost guaranteed World Series winner this year. I mean, if they don't win, consider me shocked. They built a super team over the year. But yeah, I'm not taking that. Like, Rushing would be the number one guy in the deal. Like, if they're like, hey, what would it take to get Class A, Kwan, both of them? I'm going to go, well, we can start by tossing Dalton Rushing in there. Tell me what else you got, because I'm not missing out on that kid. But again, if you have to target one thing, if you're going and trying to do it for the Guardians, I want to know where you go, because I think Rushing was the thing that sort of sparks it for me. I'm probably looking to the catcher, right? Like, that's probably the one spot of somewhere that I go, yeah, I need some sort of spark here, right? Like, and I like Bo. I think Bo has a lot of potential, and he's still young, and there's still room to grow there. I think Bo needs to spend some time down in Columbus. I think that he was thrown up as a guy that, hey, you're basically going to be the answer, but we're going to need you to figure it out immediately. Like, you're going to have to get your defense to be better while you're here, and also you need to be keeping the offensive prowess that he had while he was powering through the minors. It's like, no, he just that's not in him. Like, the defense has improved. He's still not a great defensive catcher, if we're being 100% honest. Like, he has a very strong arm. He does not have a very accurate arm. He's among, I think, the bottom 10 catchers in baseball when we talk about block rate of pitches in the dirt. He's very bad at that, and we saw it firsthand during the 10-game losing streak. You saw how that one went. But he's not a great defensive catcher, and he doesn't hit. I mean, I don't even need to talk about Austin Hedges. We can just throw that one out the window. A great locker room guy, not that bad of a backup catcher. But man, if you had to see that guy play more than once or twice a week, you can just chalk up and out three times a game. Guaranteed. You throw him in the 9 hole and you go, well, we're not getting back around to that. You throw him in the 8 hole and go, yeah, well, Hopefully we start next inning at the 9 or we start next inning at the 1. You know, hopefully we'll let Austin Hedges end some innings where hopefully you already had two outs and you didn't have anything threatening. And no knock to Austin Hedges. I mean, he's a great defensive catcher, but I need something there. Like, and it's really the one spot that I look at and go, you just really don't have an answer for that, period. Like, I can look to the outfield. Obviously, if you trade Kwan, you'd be desperately in need of an outfield bat. I think that obviously opens up the door for DeLauder, which is a good thing. It can open up the door. Again, if they feel comfortable playing Kafis in the outfield, sure, by all means, bring him up. Like, you have potential guys that you can turn to at that spot. You'd still be a little weak there. But even now, like, you have Nolan Jones. You've been trying to work John Kenzie, Jonathan Rodriguez, and everything else under the sun into that spot. You have Lane Thomas eventually, probably. I mean, when he actually properly heals from plantar fasciitis, he'll be back. But catcher is the one spot you have nothing for. Shortstop, I could tell you Juan Brito. I could tell you at the rate it's going right now as we're leading up to the All-Star break, who the hell knows with Brian Rocchio? Like, does he actually figure it out? Did he need to get sent down to Columbus to have an awakening? I don't know. I'm not banking on it, but I don't know for sure. In second base, while it's an absolute cluster right now, you're hoping Travis Bazanna fills that void and is eventually your guy at second. You use the first overall pick on him. You consider that a solution. Kyle Manzardo at first. Like, you have all these answers, even if they're not necessarily good answers. Catcher is just a wasteland. You have nothing. I mean, we're talking about what a AAA is. I think Cody Huff and Dom Nunez, who I think are two guys that very well do not see major league time. No offense to them, but probably don't see extended major league time in their career. Cooper Engels in Double A, and then the kid that you took last year, Cozart, is it? I don't know if it's Zach Cozart, the NC State catcher.
Zach Cozart was the shortstop for the Reds.
Okay, so it's probably Jacob Cozart then.
Yeah.
There are two names were in my mind. I knew it had to be one or the other, and at least I was in baseball on both of them, you know? I was close. But yeah, I think Jacob Cozart, I think he's with the Captains in High A right now. Like, those are your big ticket. Maybe they can be something catchers, and I don't really think that. Yeah, I don't know how much faith I have in either of them. Cooper Engel is definitely your better shot at that. But you don't have an answer right now. You don't have anything that's like, oh, well, he's waiting in the wings. He's right around the corner. No, he's not. He's far away from right around the corner. So I would say go get me a catcher. And rushing is a clear answer. That's not really a, hey, maybe Bo needs to go down to AAA. That's probably more of a, let's probably find a different answer for Bo here. Like, maybe it's a little bit of giving up, but you've given him time to figure it out in the majors. I think Bo's been put in an unfortunate situation, but I need a catcher. That's what I need. If you're going to make a move, get me a catcher. And it's one of the hardest spots to get an offensive player in all of baseball. So I don't know that outside of rushing and trading away big ticket items that you're getting it, which leads me to believe that as I stare at the Guardians, which I already could have projected this prior to anything else actually happening, you're probably going to be pretty quiet at the deadline. Like, yeah, sure, you might move off Carlos Santana. Okay. Other than that, I just don't see a ton happening. I don't see this team being aggressive in any way. But if you're going to, like, don't go get me the Jose DePaulas. I don't need 20-year-old prospects. Right? Go get me something that's actually worth a damn right now. That's the only way that you're actually, or it doesn't have to be necessarily right now. It can be next year. They can be knocking on the door of being a major league player. That's fine. But you need the answer. And I don't really see the Dodgers moving off of rushing, if we're being all that honest. I don't see them just openly giving up on that kid. But I don't think you're probably going to find it anywhere else. So it's really your only route to getting better at that spot. But the Guardians are more likely going to be sitting there and be quiet at the deadline. And that's not a great thing. Hey, Michael, do you have a different spot that you'd be targeting as a position of need?
I mean, if you could get me a bona fide center fielder, like, I know we talk about all the outfielders we have, they're all corners. Like, get me the star center fielder. If you could get me that, I think yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would take a guy like that. I like Angel Martinez a lot. Not as he's going to turn into a superstar. I just think he's a capable major league bat. He's capable in center field. Like, I get that's not his traditional position. He's been fine out there. He's not, like, star-studded. I think that if that was one of the weaker parts on your roster and you looked at Angel and you're like, that's like a perennial six-hitter, you'd be fine with it. Hey, that's the only reason I even stay away from center and I kind of like where they're at is because I like Angel. And he's streaky. He's far from a finished product, but he's, like, one of the few guys that I turn to and look at him like, It's one of the young guys that I kind of like.
Yeah, and it's not a shot at Angel. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you could go out there and you could get a player that's like, that's your center fielder for the next decade, that's your next Kenny Lofton, I would be on board with that 100%.
Yeah, I mean, by all means, like, as much as I like Angel, I mean, if you get something better that comes around, you take what's better that comes around. But it's such a weird position to be in, because I agree with you. They don't really have a center fielder. Like, Chase DeLauder, I think, would be capable of playing center, but not with the way his body is held up. No chance I'm letting that guy play center field.
They don't even have one really in the minors. I mean, they're talking about moving potentially, they were talking about moving Bazana to center because they don't have one.
Yeah, Petey Halpin.
Yeah, that's it. That's the center fielder they have. And I guess Khalil Watson, maybe.
Who was also a shortstop.
That they transitioned to center before he came to the Guardians, but still. Yeah.
But, like, hey, it doesn't do a ton for me. Like, hey, those are the two guys, and it's not like Khalil Watson's knocking on the doorstep either, by the way. He's not right around the corner. He's still got some time. But yeah, you could definitely, you can make an argument for center 100%. I just think in a lot of ways it's get the young guys up, see what they have, and then transition into something different. One of the other things that confused me about this entire thing, and I brought it up in the first segment, but starting pitching, it feels like you're so flush, but also at the same time not, right? Like, you don't have anything at the AAA level that you're super excited about. Like, Doug Nikhazy's pretty good. I think is Parker Messick's there, too, at this point. Like, I think you're relatively happy with where his development has gone. I think he was playing in the Futures game, if I'm not mistaken, alongside of Kafis.
I believe he was.
Yeah, I think they were both the representatives from the Guardians organization that made it on Sunday. But, like, I like Messick. Messick's good. But you also have, like we mentioned, you have six or seven starters right now that you can rely on. You turn to and look at, obviously, your main five who are here right now, your Bybee, your Williams, Luis Ortiz up in the air. But you also then have Slade Ciccone, who you really like. Logan Allen's been good this year. And then you have Bieber and Means sitting in the wings on top of it. It's like you're almost at a point where you're a little too flush on it. You're almost too flush in starting pitching. That's not something I'd be targeting either. And again, 216-474-0092. Thrown out to you. We heard the Dodgers potential trade, and I'm asking you where you would want to target. Bill is in Cleveland. Want to chime in. What's going on, Bill?
Yeah, hey. Honestly, I have been following this trade deadline stuff like super, super close. I'm a school employee, so I've got time in the summer.
Yeah.
Philly is like crazy thirsty, too. They're They want to give everybody in the world to us for Class A. Here's what I would love to do. If we could get Páez for Class A and then maybe Páez and maybe just a little more and then sign Kwan, now you got two long-term pieces in that outfield. Páez is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. I just don't know that they're moving off of Andy Páez. Like, they don't have a ton of options in the outfield either at this point. Like, they're trying to make things work.
They do have Outman. And, you know, he plays center field and Páez isn't out there. I'm just saying, you know, that's the piece we need to be worried about more than any. Now, if they 1,000% cannot sign Kwan, like, it's done, it ain't going to happen, then obviously Dalton rushing fits. We do need a catcher that can hit more than 200. And Kim, I mean, that guy's hitting 330.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the prospect that they're talking about, I mean, he's their number one prospect, about 23 in all of baseball. So, like, yeah, that's a hell of a package. But, I mean, our best scenario is sign Kwan and get a hold of Páez.
Yeah, I just, like, Outman's an option, and Bill, I appreciate the call, and I like the insight that you have, and you, listen, you've clearly done your homework on the Dodgers, and I appreciate that, right? You're looking, and that's a good thing. I just don't, like, Outman, is that really an answer at center? Like, he's okay, he's a fine defender, he doesn't really bring a ton with the bat, and I don't think he's a solidified guy that you want out there. They were trying to make things work. I mean, Michael Conforto has been a disaster in LA. Like, they tried to pay him, and he has been terrible. And then you obviously have Teoscar, but the rest of the outfield's not great. If anything, I think they'd be trying to add outfielders rather than subtract from that. But I think they're like borderline okay with where they're at. They're like, we could survive like this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I just don't think they're doing more. It's like, yeah, if you could do it, sure. Like, I'd love to have him, but I don't think the Dodgers are doing that. That's the other problem on the other side, right? It's like, we can also get a little small market bias of being like, yeah, they'd move off of Baez. Like, they have all they need. It's like, not exactly. Yeah, that's a key part for them. I just think, again, the starting pitching thing just doesn't make sense to me. Like, right now, I'm asking more of the question of, like, who's the odd man out as I look at starting pitchers. I'll throw it to you guys, 216-474-0092. Somebody has to be gone when Bieber comes back. Like, right now, it's pretty simple to look at it and go, that's Joey Cantillo. Luis Ortiz gets reinstated, which is on the table. Like, we're waiting for updates on that as it comes to the daily. If he comes back, you got to look to throw somebody out. I'm not eager to throw out Logan Allen. Not eager to throw out Slade Ciccone by any means. Even Luis Ortiz up and down. Not eager to throw him out. But you got to give Bieber a shot. Like, you have to let him pitch. That's why I'm not taking a Robleski, and it's why I'm not going out there and dying for any other starting pitchers who are just sitting open on the market. Who's the other one? Kasperius, an actual good prospect, but hasn't been that great so far. I just don't think you can do it. I don't have an odd man out right now unless it's Cantillo. As soon as Ortiz is back, you're in a dangerous spot. Again, 216-474-0092. Who is your odd man out in the Guardians rotation with the idea that Luis Ortiz, if he came back, to actually get Shane Bieber in there? Because I think Logan Allen might hold any sort of value at the deadline. I mean, people are tossing names like Daniel Schneem into the mix. Hell, Logan Allen can't get thrown into the mix as a fourth or fifth starter on a team? I would think yes. 216-474-0092. Who's the odd man out in the Guardians? We're also going to get to the station buzz coming up here in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Multiple teams. You're not fighting one team where you can kind of watch the standings. When it's multiple teams, that means essentially you have to start playing, I don't know, at maybe a 600 clip consistently the rest of the way to get there to secure that wild card spot. I don't know that this club can do that. They haven't done it to this point. They have to find a way to generate more consistent offense. Somehow, some way. I think the biggest disappointment so far this year has been their inability to find somebody to anchor the cleanup spot.
Yeah, I mean, that's been bad. The two holes been bad. And I think this is, it's obviously a really good point made by Matt. I think a challenge is probably the right place to sort of put it, because I don't want to say it's a guarantee, and I don't want to say it's not doable either. Like, we've talked about the schedule and what they have on the docket, right? You have the fifth easiest schedule in baseball. It's easy. I mean, especially coming up to the deadline, even after the deadline. You don't play a good team for a while. Like, we're talking by the end of, like, we're getting towards the end of August by the time you're playing a good team, like middle to end of August before you're playing like above 500 baseball teams. You have a chance to go on a 600 type of run, but you have to play really well. Like, even bad teams, you can look around, like, sure, the White Sox are terrible, but some of these sub 500 teams are talking about still are sitting here with 35, 40 wins right now. They're not just pushovers. Like, you play the A's coming up on Friday. It's a bad baseball team, but they're not a pushover. It's not like it's a guarantee that if you play them in a three-game set, you're taking two out of three. You still have to play good baseball in that stretch. I don't know that the Guardians can do it. I would lean towards yes, just because of the sort of easy teams that you have to face, you hope. But with, I mean, five, six teams ahead of you in the wild card standings, it's also not easy to get to that spot either. You need them to play bad baseball. You need a lot of things to go your way. The first half and the 10-game losing streak set you up where you're always going to have a chance to control a little bit of your own destiny, but you're going to need help here too. Like, it takes you playing good baseball and a lot of other teams not playing such good baseball. Like, they can't be good. They can't be great. These teams have to go on a little bit of sinkers, because even if they play 500, you playing 600 is about the only thing that gets you over the hump. And truthfully, even against bad teams, I don't know that the Guardians will play 600 baseball. Like, over the course of an entire half of a season, I don't know that they can do that. It'll still be a stretch. It'll still be a struggle. The Guardians are going to have to find some offense somewhere. Please, for the love of God, find it in the second half. Maybe try out something different. I don't know. Here's an idea. Maybe Will Wilson isn't that great, right? Like, maybe go find anything else. I don't even care if it's Lauder or Kayfis. Bring me a new name, because maybe he surprises you, right? If you want to go get me in, I don't think he's ready. Milan Tolentino? Okay. Yeah, I don't think Milan Tolentino's ready for major leagues, but if you have to send him back down to AAA, sure. Because it's not Will Wilson. He's not doing it. Jonathan Rodriguez, not doing it. Jonkenzie Noel, not doing it. Those guys have proven to you, yeah, not really major league hitters. And you need a major league hitter. And you need somebody that brings a little bit of a spark, a little bit of something. It's the only way it gets done. And the Guardians are going to have to find that out. And hopefully they find it out the easy way and just test the waters with players you know already. I don't know that I can believe in them to do that at this point. I don't see what the negative side of it is, but I really can't see it happening. A little bit more on the Guardians, because Todd Derry of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast on today with Afternoon Drive, and he talked about the do's and don'ts for the Guardians at the deadline.
Getting Stephen Kwan would be a gigantic mistake. I'm sure they're working with Kwan on an extension, so I would not be trading him, and he's a core piece. Here's the other thing. They're a year, you know, it seems like every other year they're in contention, right? So I would not do, the only people I would trade at this point, and I've changed my tune a little bit. Carlos Santana, love the guy. They need to, you know, move him out to get, you know, CJ Kapis / you know, Chase DeLauder more at bats. As for Emmanuel Clase, I do not think they should. Do I think they may? Yes. Do I think they should? No.
Again, it's really just going to be, and I think to Todd's point, a rather boring deadline. Like, maybe they move Class A and that makes it interesting. I think what you're going to see, though, is the veteran pieces probably get shipped off, like a Carlos Santana. Again, if somebody wants to take Lane Thomas, sure. I don't think that exists anymore. Again, I mean, I'll take calls, okay? I'll get with whoever I need to get in touch with. We got connections to Chris Antonetti. Never spoken before personally, but I got connections to Chris Antonetti. I know people that have spoke to Chris Antonetti. I can forward a little bit of message. If you have it, you can bring it to me. You can bring it to Chris directly. Either way, we'll get it across there. If you're interested in Lane Thomas, I'm asking for like a printer. Okay, I'm willing to do the Kyle Korver deal. If you want to bring me a color printer, I might be interested. And honestly, I mean, we might just jam over the Guardians and take it for the station. It's just I'm throwing it out there. It's just an idea. Okay, I mean, I don't know that anybody's against it. But they're probably not going to do that. I think they're going to be a boring team at the deadline. I think you move off of Carlos Santana, and if you don't, I'm going to question a lot of things. Other than that, it's just going to be, like, maybe they move Schneeman. I don't see the value in that. But, hey, it's not like a name that you're dying to clasp onto either. So if you get the right deal for him, sure. I just don't think you're going to see the big names. I don't think that they'll trade Clase. History does not indicate that. History certainly does not indicate that they would trade Kwan. Kwan said he wants to play here. I'll take him for his word right now and say it's probably a bad thing. If a player says he wants to be here and then you trade him, I would think there's at least a conversation to be had with Stephen Kwan to try to get something done. And I imagine they'll try to do it. right, let's talk a little bit of Browns. Mike Martz of the 33rd team on with Baskin and Phelps today, and he talked about the Browns quarterback competition, as everybody is.
Pickett, to me, is a diamond on that roster. He's the guy I'd like to coach, to be honest with you. I loved him coming out. I just think this guy's a diamond in the rough, ready to go. I really do. And I think that they're hedging their bet with Flacco. And maybe they start with Pickett. I don't know. But one of those two guys will start the season, in my opinion now. And I think, you know, Flacco would be the insurance here and Pickett. You know, if you think Pickett's that good, then start him and play him and call it a day. And then if he's just not getting it done, that's why Flacco's been there before.
Now, Mike Martz is certainly a better football mind than I, and I'm not afraid to say that. He coached in the NFL, so he's got the leg up on anybody at this station. I don't see Kenny Pickett as a diamond in the rough. Like, that is high talking for a quarterback with tiny little baby hands who has not shown an ability to really both win football games and be productive on the field at the same time. Again, I think there's a chance they start the season with him. If they play him, I'm giving Kenny Pickett a fair shot. I don't know that everybody on this station gives Kenny Pickett a fair shot. And when I talk about him, I certainly don't. I don't shy away from that. If the Browns went, Kenny Pickett's our starter week one, I'd go, okay, show me. You're going to have to show me. We're going to start in negative camp, and you have to prove me wrong. But it's not going to be, okay, how quickly can we get to Shedeur Sanders? How quickly can we get to the next guy? You're evaluating Kenny the same way you're evaluating rookie quarterbacks right now, as a guy who could maybe be something. And I can't knock you for going out and trying to make that work. I just don't think it will. But that's on you. It's your decision to make if you're the Cleveland Browns. You have to actually, you know, prove the fans wrong. And I think Kenny works at an uphill battle the same way that I think Shedeur works at an uphill battle, but in different sectors. I mean, diamond in the rough just feels really, really high praise for a guy that I have not seen the slightest of diamond from. It feels like a whole lot of dirt and a whole lot of dust from Kenny Pickett. Albert Breer of the MMQB on Afternoon Drive today, as he typically is weekly, back from a summer hiatus, and he is talking his sense of the Browns quarterback situation as well.
My sense was that Shedeur Sanders was pretty far behind at the beginning, did some catching up over the course of spring. Shaquille and Gabriel showed really good instincts for the position, came along in the spring. You know, and then I think Kenny Pickett is in position to compete for the starting job. What that adds up to, I don't know, on the practice field next week, but it'll certainly be interesting to see how the refs are divided up.
It's really a weird, it's just sort of dynamic to try to evaluate where this quarterback competition and where the room stands before we get to training camp. Because I think what most people have right now is guys throwing in shorts, and this is really all you can have, is guys throwing in shorts in their draft position. Like, this is where we stand. Yeah, Shedeur Sanders did not light up the world and take the job during OTAs. I can't say that I really expected him to. Like, maybe when you put on the pads, that happens. But they're going to have to show it quick. And any quarterback that wants to take the job is going to have to jump up and take that job incredibly quickly. And I think that's the thing that scares me more, is we're working on a very limited time frame. I just don't know that you're going to get a real chance. Like, give the rookies a shot. Does the shot actually pan out with the amount of time you have left? I think that's very questionable. Last one here, talking quarterback situations as well. Jeff Hathorn, sports director over at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Throughout, which room is better, the Browns or the Steelers?
I think there's more depth with the Browns. I mean, the Steelers have a Hall of Famer. I don't know what level he's at, but I think the depth is definitely there with the Browns, but I think both sides are trying to figure out what in the world they're going to do at quarterback. I mean, the Steelers are going to know for 1 year, but then they're right back to where they were at the start of this season before they signed Rodgers. The grand plan was the guy that's part of your quarterback rotation right now. Oof. Kenny Pickett was the grand plan, but they overdrafted Kenny, and it just didn't work in Pittsburgh. And, you know, obviously it's the situation it is now. Yeah, their plan is to use some of their draft capital and move up next year in the draft to wherever that might be, to whomever that quarterback might be, whether it's Sellers, whether it's Manning. What they're pushing this down a year.
In a lot of people's view, I think that's what the Browns are doing too. It feels like Blind Tier Tuesday all over again. When we talked about the Browns during Blind Tier Tuesday, 8:20 yesterday, Odyssey Rewind feature after the show. If you missed it, make sure you go back, listen, brand new segment. But it feels like the exact same. It's like, yeah, there's depth. Like, you have options. It's just, you're just options aren't very good. I mean, you're picking out of the shallow end of the pool for four different options here. I don't know that I love that I have depth when none of the depth is, like, great. It's not a great feeling. That'll do it for the station buzz, but does not do it for Browns quarterback talk, because that's going to come your way in about 5 minutes as something else Albert Breer said, I think, is of concern for the Browns. Again, coming your way at 8 o'clock right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.